This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2475. I'm Jeff Alton, the Dead Game Hunter, and welcome. For our listeners in Florida and other places impacted by the storm, I hope you're safe. I hope you haven't experienced a lot of property damage. Please, good luck, and I hope you get support services quickly. May your insurance be abundant. May you be able to find contractors to work on your home. All sorts of good things for you. Today's show is one about not selling on interviews, but influencing people. And there is a difference between the two. Hope you find this helpful. Please give the show a great review wherever you watch it, because Spotify, you can watch it or listen to it. And we'll be back in just one moment. Most people I know recoil at the idea of being sold to, and they hate the idea of selling to someone. We associate selling to someone as lying or overhyping or not being real. So I think what you can do is influence. I believe you can persuade and do things that cause people to be favorably disposed to you. What can you do? And the idea starts off in your preparation for the interview. So the first thing really is be ready. Get into a physical state and a mental state that's going to allow you to connect with people. One thing you can do right off the bat is start breathing and centering yourself, whether you're in the lobby before the interview or you're at your desk waiting to be connected over Zoom or whatever app they're using, Zoom or Teams or what have you. Before you sit down at your desk, before you walk into the building, do the power pose that Amy Cuddy teaches. And if you haven't seen the video, it's on YouTube, Amy Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y, and it's the power pose, which translates into hands on your waist, kind of like Superman, and then reaching to the sky with them like this, where it's straight up, enthusiastic, pumped, and what it helps you do is to feel confident and assertive. In your preparation, ask yourself this question. Based upon what I know of the job, what would I ask me in order to determine if I was qualified for this job? And prepare your answers in advance to demonstrate your knowledge and expertise. Focus on the first couple of minutes. Now, if you're meeting someone in person, there's a couple of ways that you persuade them, that you influence them. And it starts off with dressing appropriately for an interview. Being on time. If you're doing this in person, minimal. Don't carry lots of stuff. Just the very few things that you might need. Turn your phone off. Make sure that if there's something that you're going to use to display, like if you're in a creative field and you want to show something in your portfolio, have your iPad accessible. Walk into the room if you're doing that confidently. And if you're there to shake, if you're to shake hands with someone, match the pressure that the other person does with the handshake. Don't crush it, crush their hand. Don't do the limp fish in the hands. You know, just match what they do. Confirm the appointment in advance. A quick email that says, or a quick text that says, confirming your appointment for such and such time. I look forward to meeting with you. It's just a nice touch, and it's respectful of the other person. Chit-chat. Often the interviewers will do a quick chit-chat with you and try and draw you into a friendly part of the conversation. Be prepared for it. Just know that it may come, it may not come, but be aware that it might occur. And if they're asking you about you, where appropriate, you might ask something about them. How, you know, for example, how's your day going? I'm feeling fabulous. I've been looking forward to this for days. How's your day going as well? You know, just a very casual remark that allows them to answer a question from you, loosens them up a little bit. And here's the big one. At the time, if you're connecting on video or meeting someone in person, one of the things I want you to do is to be ready with a smile. You know, the friendly smile, good handshake if you're doing that, if you're on camera, when you're being connected on Zoom or whatever platform it is, have a smile on your face and a twinkle in your eyes that lets them know you're a friendly individual and this is not, and you're ready, okay? When we smile, it denotes confidence and allows us to be in a good mental state going into the interview. But don't confuse that with you're going to just be a dish rag. At times you may have to be strong and assertive too. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton in the blog that'll help you. Plus, you can find out about my courses that you can rent or buy that currently are primarily about interviewing. Also, I'm going to mention to you that you can schedule time for a free discovery call for interview preparation. Schedule a coaching session for me for interview preparation. I do a one-hour session that helps lots of people. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.